Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Might be a good thing for you if you close everything that you're thinking, close everything on your screen, your computer, shut off your phone, because we are here to, I'd like to think we're here to save the day. You know how that song goes, we are here to save the day. I don't know if we can do that. Maybe we can help you out a little bit conversationally with our thinking and your thinking. We challenge thoughts. That's what I think we're doing here in part on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Wednesday is upon us, the 9th of March. Jennifer Horn is joining in the conversation. Sometimes she leads, as does Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner as well. We are all thought leaders. How about that, ladies? Round of applause for being a thought leader. How come I'm the only one who's clapping?
Yay.
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 Yeah, as opposed to yay. All right. So we've been talking about this. It seems ad nauseum, but the president now has ordered a ban on all Russian oil imports. This is a shoulda, coulda, woulda moment. We can all say, yeah, I should have done this a month ago. Okay, well, he didn't. So now this is the result of obviously what's going on in Ukraine and Putin. And the gas pump is not going to look any better to you today.
Well, you get half a point.
Yes, today.
You get a half a point for this. Half a point is, yes, we want to ban Russian oil. That's great.
Right.
But
right.
The part that you're missing is that we have to provide that oil from drilling here at home, and that's not going to happen. They seem pretty dug in about not making that any easier. So instead, they're going to go to Venezuela, if you can believe it. They're going to go to Saudi Arabia, and they're going to go to...
Wasn't Shell owned by, like, the country of Venezuela?
Shell was a Belgian company.
When they started starving their own people, we got out of Venezuela because we didn't want to give them any money because they were starving their own people.
So can I hypothecate here for a second, Jen? In terms of we are... No, it's not. It's our show. But my name may be first, yours is second, Victoria's third. Names on the roster... And order don't mean anything when it comes to thinking and what's important. After all, since Jay's been here, she's come up with some of the best lines, admittedly, of any and all of us. All right, so having said that, the criticism, and I don't know this is happening, but I just am thinking that we were all so critical to a person of what was going on in terms of why we continue to buy oil, or anybody is buying oil from the Russians, never mind just us, anybody. Is it possible that that changed? So is it possible that the other things that you're speaking about that we're all concerned about, because I think we should be drilling as well, I think we should take, where's oil shale? How come we haven't gone back into the oil shale business? That didn't affect the environment negatively, and there was a lot of oil that came out of the ground in places like in Alaska, where we have lots and lots of oil just sticks to the rocks. And they made a big business out of that.
I was reading about this last night because I agree with Jen and have agreed with Jen since she first said this, a week or two ago, that we should be ramping up our production here. And I think that is what we should be doing. But some of the oil companies have said that just like everything else, they also have a shortage of workers. And they said they're having trouble sourcing equipment that they need for, like, pipes. And there's the shale thing that you're talking about. There's some pipes.
Do you know where it all comes from, Victoria? Where do you think that pipe comes from?
I don't know, but the other thing that we need, they said, including the pipes, which is an issue, but there's specialized sand that's used in fracking to extract the shale oil that apparently we don't have access to. They said that this is a major man problem issue as well, and that oil production is down under 12 million barrels a day, which is 8% lower than it was in 2019. So it's... it's not just that it's like we have to just, you know, wave the magic wand and all of a sudden this is going to be fixed at home. It is a ramping up of an there's an issue with ramping up to get to where we would need to be, and it's not going to happen overnight. It's really not as quick as we would all like it to be.
No one's going to ramp up because they don't think they have the support of Biden, who has been very clear about, I mean, he signed an executive order like day one in office saying he's shutting it down, basically shutting down the implementation of the Keystone XL. He's shutting down new land leases on federal land. It's making it extremely difficult. And there's a line out there that the administration has been using about, well, we have leases that are going unused. Well, those leases are actually being given, but they're investigating that the land where they hold it to make sure that there's actually even oil there. So what's coming out of Biden's people is very dishonest. Even yesterday when he announced the Russian oil ban, he even said that his administration is bringing in more oil through our country than President Trump and the previous administration. And if you look at the EIA website, it's just not true. We were doing 1.5 million more barrels a day under Trump than we are doing under Biden.
The other component too is Wall Street. And people don't, you know, most people dismiss Wall Street, but major U.S. oil stocks have tanked because investors and shareholders don't want more drilling. Everything has shifted into green energy investment. And if you don't have more investment and you can't pay your shareholders and you can't meet your quotas and dividends, then you're screwed. So oil companies don't really want to start pumping more.
I don't know if I believe the gouging. I believe that 70% of the country is wanting to drill more here at home. And the fact that we're going to have to go with our tails between our legs
to
Venezuela.
That's what people say. Yeah,
and that's what people want.
The whole business about blaming just doesn't settle well with me. It may be that all of these things are true, but it doesn't fix the problem to keep pointing at this one who's a bad one.
I don't think there's any blaming going on. What's happening is what we need to do to fix things, because right now we're trying to cut off Russia.
Okay, you want to fix things? Okay, here's the way to fix things. There are plenty of oil wells right now that are working at half capacity, one-third capacity, and whether or not there is some kind of enhancement, there have always been tax incentives to get the oil companies. That's why the oil companies make so much money, because built into what they do are lots of legislative perks that the government has given over the 100 or so years since oil has been discovered, and they figured out what they could use it for. There are tons of different things in the IRS regs that allow you to write off certain things that are done that specifically focus on oil and gas. I know I have a very good friend who's in the oil and gas business, and he took a shellacking during the first year and a half of COVID because everybody stopped using.
Absolutely. That's all the Wall Street reports yesterday said. 2020 is still very much on the minds of all the oil and gas companies.
They shut down.
They took a shellacking, like you said.
But they shut down a lot of their production to the point where some oil wells, the smaller ones, are capped. I'm reminded of driving by Megan and I on the way to the airport going up La Cienega the other day. Jennifer went by all those oil rigs that are on the top of the hill as you come over the hill to go down into the airport area. And there are, I bet you there's 100 oil rigs there. I've seen them forever.
Yeah, I had a guy call my show yesterday who said he was put out of work in the last year because he had no work to do. And he used to work in drilling, and he said to say that, you know, that there's not enough manpower. He's like, I have a whole crew of people who want to get back to work, and we can't because everything's shut down.
Well, so then we open up, we push those people to produce more in the short term and then see what else goes on in the long term. Anyway, we're not the only ones who have that same problem. And so here we go.
Big problem.
Yeah, of course, when you go back to the same thing about doing what's so easy, and we don't plan ahead. The governments know better than corporations, who look ahead 6 months, if you're lucky, a year, to try to figure out what's going on. Very few companies and very few governments, very few people look further ahead than just the 6 months at the bottom line, so that you can look good to the stockholders and the people you work for. That's not the way to fix this problem. Long term, there are many things that have to change, but governments don't, politicians don't, it's not in their best interest.
Well, it's all about the shareholders and dividends.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really the bottom line.
Right.
And it's not going to change unless there is a real shift in And look, everything is about money. And unless investors...
It's incentives.
Right. So, and unless investors think, okay, these oil companies are now doing the right thing because everything is about social justice now with investing, unless people really see that there's a shift and then oil companies in the U.S. kind of become the heroes here, there's really just... There is just no investment appetite for it. And that's a huge, huge problem. And then I agree with you, Doug. I think there is price gouging going on. Biden said it yesterday, too. I mean, there is. It's just.
I don't need Biden to tell me that there's price gouging. All I got to do is go fill up one of my trucks at the gas station.
I'm not saying that there's not a small amount, but when you're paying almost, what, $130, $40 a barrel?
Okay.
That's I mean, that's not price gouging. That's how much the market is, and it's expected to go up to $200 a barrel before the end of the month.
Well,
so
incentivize this for now. I mean, we gave all this money away there was one of the FBI stories last night was about somebody who escaped the company after ripping off $30 million during the COVID giveaways, and that happened a lot. We all know that. In terms of monitoring what's going on here, we've got a tax situation. If we were able to give away as much as we did to people, maybe it's time we either pass an ordinance that the states have to kick off. In Massachusetts, there is a move, and it's probably going to be a. They're going to vote on it, I think, today or tomorrow to eliminate gas taxes. So at least
they're doing
some,
that in Jersey too.
Yeah,
it's going to knock off about 15 cents.
Well, it's 24 cents here in Massachusetts, but the federal tax is more is like three times that, I think. So by the time you get done with a gallon of gas, every place but California, it's about a buck a gallon between the federal tax and the local taxes. In California, it's almost $2.
I think, aren't they talking about on the federal level, putting pause on it as well?
Yeah.
On the federal gas tax?
So.
I know a lot of individual
states
are doing it.
They're saying we wouldn't be able to do it. It's not sustainable. It's like,
who said that?
I don't know. So it was somebody who was, they were talking about in Congress, doesn't have the support to shut it.
How is it not sustainable when we have spent $3
trillion?
It's the
same thing.
Gavin
Newsom had the state of the state in California. It, like, he would have been a hero if he would have paused California's gas tax, or at least raising it, and he didn't do any of it. There's no.
Well, there you go. And what's going on with Putin?
They say buy an electric car. It's like the most elitist, snobby response.
And there are no electric cars to be bought.
Yeah, right.
There are no cars anywhere, no matter what you power them with. You can power them with toilet paper. Never mind. I won't go that rough. I won't go that far. It's 18 after. This is the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes, you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, here we are, 23 after the hour of the DJV program. Jay Kirshner with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen. The trending box is open for business, and we have a lot of people who are being, kind of going out on a limb. I don't know how much of a limb it is when it comes to Russia and speaking out about Russia. Let's find out who's doing that, the latest on that list after this.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
All right, so let's get to some of these names that are important. The WNBA star who's been in jail. Where is she being kept? Does the picture show that, Jay?
Well, she was taken into custody at an airport near Moscow last month, and she's 31 years old. Brittany Griner with the Phoenix Mercury, WNBA player, had not been seen since she was detained for a drug dog alerted to an oil pen, a vape pen with pot. Allegedly,
so this is all the Russians have to do with what's going on. They have, well, they're grabbing people at the airport because they have an EpiPen.
No. It's a vape pen.
Weed.
Well, okay, yeah. So, but they still, if I go back to the same question, they have nothing better to do than
Yeah, it's Russia. She can get up to 10 years in prison for this.
No, but I'm saying you'd think that these people had more to do than to chase people around at the airport.
Another part of the conversation.
So she stood out, and they identified her as a WNBA star.
And this is a high-profile American prisoner that could be...
Right.
She could be used as a pawn or a bargaining chip for Putin. So it's kind of like there's clearly other things going on in this situation.
Right. If Senator, she even had the vape on her own, that's another thing.
Yeah.
We don't even know if it was planted.
Allegedly, it's still a word that's being used over this whole thing. And U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham said that the State Department is trying to do everything in their power to get her back home to the States.
All right, so here's some... Gigi, it's Gigi, right? Hadid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gigi Hadid. She had said that she's going to be donating all of her Paris Fashion Week earnings to Ukrainian relief, as well as continuing support to those experiencing the same in Palestine. And a lot of people are coming at her saying that she is... contributing to a false equivalent, and that doesn't help. It's a false endangerance narrative, saying... actress Emmanuel Shariki says she's fanning the flames of anti-Semitism, where other people are backing Gigi up and saying they're commending her for bringing Palestine into the conversation even to begin with.
There's this whole notion. I mean, she's Palestinian. Her father's Palestinian. There's this whole notion that, like, if you support Palestine, you're an anti-Semite. I mean, that's just ridiculous. You know, two things can be true at once.
Who cares what she says? It would be my response to all of that.
A lot of people do, Doug.
I understand. I don't. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The fully electric Volvo C40 Recharge compact SUV has earned the coveted 2022 Top Safety Pick Plus TSP Plus Award from the IIHS. Volvo Car's long-standing safety heritage now extends to its first electric-only offering, with the IIHS awarding TSP Plus only to vehicles that provide the highest level of safety. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Sara's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Chris this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Starting a war has its consequences. Following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, global businesses in every sector are suspending Russian businesses. In addition to condemning the violent aggression, the companies see an impossible environment from worker safety to logistics of getting supplies, financial and sales disruptions. Financial sanctions have isolated Russia from the rest of the world. Overnight, Yum Brands, the parent company of KFC and Pizza Hut, suspended operations in Russia. Tuesday saw McDonald's, which employs roughly 60,000 Russians, Starbucks, and Coca-Cola suspend Russian operations. President Biden banned oil imports from Russia Tuesday.
We're banning all imports of Russian oil and gas and energy.
Venezuela has freed U.S. citizens Gustavo Cardenas and Jorge Fernandez from detention. The announcement is a possible olive branch between Washington and the Latin American country. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In an address to the United Kingdom Parliament, Ukrainian President Zelensky spoke emotionally about his country's attempts to stop the Russian invasion, brought in by Zoom and translated.
On day five, the terror against us was going on against children, against cities, and constant shelling have been taking place around the country, including hospitals. And that didn't break us. And that gave us feeling of big truth. On day six, the Russian rockets fell on Babin Yar. That is the place where the Nazis killed thousands of people during the Second World War. And 80 years after, the Russia hit at them for the second time.
Good news for Packers fans. Looks like the big cheese is sticking around. John Hunt reports.
If your NFL team is looking for a new quarterback, cross Aaron Rodgers' name off the list as he's planning to come back to the Green Bay Packers for an 18th season, a move that answers the big question that has dominated the NFL offseason discussion. NFL Network reported that the 38-year-old Rodgers had agreed to a four-year, $200 million contract that includes $153 million in guaranteed money.
Keep in mind, Daylight Savings Time kicks in this weekend. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doubling down on optimism, although there's not a lot of it around, it would seem, but we'll try our best here on the DJV program, where there's Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and the Dougster, full of life and love and happiness. Most of the time we try to bring that, you know, that spin on things. Because if nothing else, there are two things to remember, ladies and gentlemen. It's just a week until we have Valentine's Day. I mean Valentine's Day. St. Patrick's Day. And then spring.
Are we back in time? Yeah, right?
I believed it. I thought it was February all week.
Really? Really? Why? What made you think that?
I have no idea. Don't you ever just kind of forget what month it is and get super
confused?
I
do all the time. Forget where I am, forget what I'm doing,
great.
Why did I call this person, all that stuff. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so anyway.
Forget where you are? That's
well.
Forget why you walked into a room?
Because I travel as much as I do on the weekends, I might wake up in a stupor and head toward the bathroom in my bedroom Like, I've done that before. Haven't you ever woken up in the middle of the night and you're someplace different and you have to think for a second? You have to wake up to remember where the bathroom is.
Yeah, but usually I'm laying down still and I go, okay, where am I? Like, especially if I'm traveling a lot.
Yeah.
You're up and walking.
I'm up and walking.
He figures it out as he goes along.
Yeah, I do. That's true. And I won't tell you what happened last weekend, but that's a fresh memory.
You didn't pee in the corner, did you?
No, I didn't pee in the corner, but thanks for suggesting that.
Yeah, but that's where my brain went, too. So
really?
That's like, what else could you have done?
No. I sort of think it through, but thanks for suggesting it.
Well, that's what it sounded like.
There's my supportive team, ladies and gentlemen. Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay. Notice Jay didn't say anything that was that off color. You're the only two that thought that.
Well, when you say it, I won't even tell you what happened the last
time. Right, I wandered into the wrong room. What else are we supposed to think?
Doesn't sound good.
Right.
It doesn't. Well, I actually walked into the toilet, and then I knew where I was. That was what woke me up. I just walked into it.
You bumped into the toilet, you mean?
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah.
Well, then you could have just said that instead of making everyone think that you were, like, you know, having an accident in the wrong room.
I'm guessing that not everybody thought that. I'm guessing
everyone thought that. Everyone thought that.
Come on. Nah. Okay, so anyway, what I was getting at was that spring is also right around the corner. And the third part of my optimism comes from talking to, what's today?
It's cold.
It's only 30. Yeah, it's 30 in the Northeast. It's kind of chilly. L.A. at the moment, Jennifer's 51 degrees at the airport. So that's better than it being 30.
49 where I am.
Oh, okay. Well, over the hill, it's always colder. Much as anything else. Okay, so where was I going with this? I was thinking in the third tier of being optimistic, that a couple of my astrology friends, and people say, oh, there he goes again. But they've been pretty right along the lines of when they were off a few days.
Just minus
came to
COVID.
Jumping in.
Well, COVID was supposed to be over, you know, like 2 years ago.
It was over, and then it came back again, in essence. Uh-huh. It was kind of over. At any rate, the idea that we have a short war here is something that more is underscored for whatever the reason. Putin's astrology chart is black at the moment, and so is Russia's. So having that in mind is looking down the road a little bit. As far as today is concerned, apparently Putin has doubled down. The intelligence people that are all over the place over there have warned that an escalation probably is likely to happen before it'll get worse before it gets better. In other words, that seems to be, but there's no end game. Nobody can figure out. He knows he can't win, and he knows he can't go back. So in his mind, think about, just put yourself in that position where there is no win, and you understand at this point in your life that basically your life is over. Whether he understands that cognitively or not, the reality is, whether the people around him even are telling him that, some may be, and others.
Oh, I don't think anyone dares tell him that, right?
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, that may be. So, but there is always the people who flail when they're in a circumstance that is, you know, you're in your death spend. What do they call it? Death spiral. And that's what he's in. You can, you know, in the meantime, what could he do on his way out? He can do a lot of damage.
That's the danger. That's what I'm worried about. That's what Poland is so freaked out about. And rightfully so. They're the closest ones, you know, of NATO to him and to the troubles. So,
and they're also getting subsidized by China. So, you know, it stinks because the Russian people are the ones who are getting squeezed.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Putin is not necessarily getting personally squeezed. After the United States announced that they were going to ban Russian oil, well, what does China come out and do? China says, you know, we need an investment. We'll invest in oil commodities from Russia. So now China's going to come in and try to replace the money that the United States is pulling out.
Why haven't they done it heretofore? Because they've been buying cheap oil from other places and not being the Russian. This is one of those, what do they call it? Friend, if you're a false friend, but there's another phrase.
Frenemy.
Frenemy. Right. Yeah, exactly.
China is everyone's frenemy. I've literally used that word in relation to China for years. China has always been a frenemy. They are not a friend, and they're at some point, though, they can pump as much money as they want into Putin's pocket, But at some point, if he keeps, if this is a losing venture and NATO and the Ukrainians keep fighting back, I mean, China's going to cut their losses. They're not stupid. They're about the bottom line way more than any ideology. So I don't know.
So can we go back to Poland for a second? Because apparently when they announced that they were going to give all of their old Russian fighter planes to the Ukrainians, the United States said no.
Well, because they only want to give them to us first, so that we're the ones giving it to giving them to Ukraine. So we're now seen as
so they won't get
the direct conflict. Yeah, the direct engagement.
Poland doesn't want to get
it. Why would we give them Russian planes? We got plenty of our own on the ground. We can give
because
them.
They want to give Russian planes to Ukraine because, number one, they know how to fly them, and it's like their technology. And number two, if Russians capture the planes, then they won't be privy to our instrumentation and our equipment. So the MiGs are important, and Poland has them. And the deal was that the United States was going to replace Poland's stock with F-16s. But now it seems like Kamala Harris, who's over there, and the State Department were taken by in Poland. She's
Poland?
In Poland
today.
Were surprised, like they were caught off guard by Poland's suggestion that they be kind of the middleman in handing over the planes. Somebody just needs to have a dang backbone and just do it. You know, everybody is like just tiptoeing around through the tulips, and it's like this guy, the intelligence that the United States has. So if the people in charge of this country believe the intelligence, right? The intelligence report came out about the risks to the world and to the country yesterday. It came out on Tuesday. And in that report, it said that Russia doesn't want to get into an altercation with the United States if the United States doesn't get involved in their domestic affairs of rebuilding their sphere of power, which includes rebuilding the USSR. So everything's cool with Russia as long as we're fine with sitting and watching them rebuild the Soviet Union. So what do you think Poland thinks about that? What do you think Eastern Europe thinks about all of that? Do you think that they hope that we stand by and just stay out of it while they rebuild? I mean, somebody's got to stand up. This is Putin's plan. It's not just Ukraine. He's obviously going for a power grab. So somebody's going to fight. And you know what? Poland is smart. Poland shouldn't even worry about the United States because they're essentially letting Ukraine do their battle for them. Because if Ukraine falls, Poland's next. So you might as well equip Ukraine to do your fighting for you. That would be the only good move.
But the problem, though, is that, and I understand from the Polish perspective, that they don't want to have the direct connection because then that, Putin has already said, anybody who aids Ukraine is a free game. And so at that point, they don't want to be bombed. They don't want to be bombed in Poland because Russia could just start doing that if they determine, you know, well, Poland gave Ukraine the planes, so now we're going to start bombing Poland. So I get it, but you know the Pentagon rejecting the plan completely, though. That I mean, I know they said they were surprised by Poland. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, also this is another thing. Like this is so public. Like everyone's already talking about this.
Well, this is why I don't understand why they were taken by surprise. How embarrassing! Why
they
weren't
taken by surprise?
Well, that's what they said. And if you were taken by surprise, why would you say it?
Turkey say? I don't believe a damn thing any of them say.
Well, the weird point is this: why would you say
it?
Never even brought it up when Tony Blinken was in Poland. This was never even an option. So it does appear that it came out of nowhere. So I don't know.
What's going on with the aid package? There's a $14 billion aid package in Congress right now. Where is that? What's the Republicans and Democrats on the same page?
Well, they're tying it to COVID relief. So then they're tying the Ukraine money to COVID relief.
Huh? What?
Yes.
What? Why?
They have tied the Ukrainian relief bill to COVID relief to refund
the
coffers.
Who is? Republicans
COVID.
Or Democrats?
Democrats have done that.
For what? What is that? I didn't see that anywhere. You caught me flat-footed just like the Polish caught the Americans flat-footed. I didn't know that. Who in their right mind? Well, I guess that's politics. Maybe I shouldn't ask that question. McDonald's and Starbucks and Coca-Cola and Pepsi and General Electric, on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Global brands that are American all announcing that they are suspending their business in Russia. It's a little late, but it's okay. Should have done that.
Yeah, but again, see, the problem, though, is that this is all, again, this is really just hurting the Russian people. McDonald's has 62,000 employees in Russia. They're closing 850 stores, but they're still going to.
It makes them more aware. It makes them more angrier.
But McDonald's is still going to pay the employees, even though they're not working. So Starbucks is going to do the same thing. They only have 2,000 employees. But Coca-Cola is the big one. They have
bottling
20.
Plants, all those
yeah, they've got
things,
all
right?
those bottling plants. So I don't know what they're going to do, but they said they're suspending their business for right now.
I think
they
you shut them off and let the people go where they will and let them think, hey, I mean, make it clear to them why you're doing it, just in case somebody is under a rock somewhere and doesn't know what the people, the groups or individuals that don't know what's going on. This is a way to make the message clear. This is what's going on. This is what we're going to do. This is why we are doing it. And how can you blame us? This is not our doing. We didn't start this. Your president started it. Your country is doing it.
Yeah, but they don't believe it because of past narratives that he's been pushing out
all
on
the
TV.
Media.
Yeah,
no.
They,
all
they don't believe it. Yep.
Maybe there is. Maybe there are people who think a little bit more about stuff like that. Certainly is something to think about and to talk about. Thinking and talking about weight loss now for a moment, thanks to all of the serious weight loss that has occurred in this country over the past couple of months. There have been more people who have been successful this year, according to stats that I've seen. More success stories losing weight. People have put their mind to it. They're tired of all of the COVID weight, and they want it gone. So are you successful? If you are, great. How are you going to keep yourself in that place that you want to be, in that weight place? The secret to that is Calitrin, all-natural formula that works so easily, putting your body to work at night when you're asleep. And then when you wake up, you feel like you're ready to go, and you are. The more exercise, the more movement, the better it is to keep the muscles in place and push out all that fat. That's how you lose the weight, and they understand that at Calitrin. So go to their website, toploss.com, if you please. Use the DJV code when you check out and get that successful feeling forever with Calitrin. Lose the weight, keep it off, toploss.com.
Gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I've been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for.
There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tech Talk time for Wednesday on the DJV program, 53 after the hour. Doug and Victoria here with the latest things that are affecting you from the world of technology. Apple is focused on peak performance. Are they all working out in the gym, or what's the scoop here, Victoria?
It's peak performance was the name of their event that they had where they unveil new products. And they introduced a few new products with some updates to existing ones. They announced a new addition to the Apple Silicon lineup with the M1 Ultra. That is that's Apple's M1 chip, and that's the first time that Apple has made their own chips. So to put them in their computers, they've moved away from Intel. And so now the new M1 Ultra is basically, they say, like two M1 chips together. And so it supports up to 128 gigs of RAM. Apple says it's 8 times faster than the standard M1 chip. I have the M1 chip in my current iMac, and it is so fast I can't even imagine doubling that speed. That's pretty cool. And now this is aimed at people who do like audio editing, video editing, audio and video professionals, things like that, where you really need that extra speed. And that's going to be in the new Mac. It's called the Mac Studio. And that is aimed at those creative professionals. Now, there's a new iPhone SE, which you also have an SE,
yay!
Right?
Yay! That's here for the SEs, yes.
Yeah, well, here's the bad news for you. And I did not know that this was coming, but they've already replaced the SE that you just bought. And so the new SE...
No good SOB.
Of all the... Literally, like, that's the only model that they replaced, and it's the SE. So now the new SE brings advanced features that they say will be... they're cheaper, smaller, everything's faster.
How much are they?
$429, brand new.
Nah, I paid $339 for mine.
Yeah, but this is a much better phone. That's the problem. So it's the same size as 4.7-inch. It has the Touch ID, and it launches on March 18th. This is the new SE, they say, is actually similar to the iPhone 13. So this is a huge upgrade for the SE. Yep.
There you go. Victoria's going to do... I'm going to hear this for the rest of the day.
Well, I tried to warn you.
I told you.
it is kind of funny, though, of all the models that they chose to, to give a huge update to, it's the one that you bought. So, and also, they after a year and a half after the last update, it's been a year and a half since the last update for iPad, they have a new iPad Air. It has another new version. The improvements are mostly internal, so it's going to look the same on the outside, but it has the 8-core M1 chip, like the iPad Pro, and it has 5G on the cellular models, and it has an upgraded camera. The iPhone 13 lineup has a brand new color called Alpine Green that you can now order. That starts on Friday. And they've discontinued the 27-inch Intel-based iMac. That is now replaced by the 24-inch iMac that has the Apple-made M1 chip. And so it looks like they are getting rid of all of the Intel stuff completely. And then in a programming note for Apple TV...
Is that on purpose because of Intel?
Yeah, they want to make... Sure. Well, the M1 chip is so much smaller than anything that Intel has made, and that allows... I mean, if you saw my iMac, you would, if it turned sideways, it almost disappears. It's so thin. And so, and that's all thanks to the M1 chip being so small. And they just couldn't do it before because Intel...
How do they do it? That's the thing. How in the world do they do it?
All it's that, wild. And then, so with Apple TV Plus, they've announced two Major League Baseball games on Friday nights during regular season. That's
going to be.
Yeah, I know, right? That's going to be a programming note for them, which is pretty big. In the U.S. and Canada, they're going to have a 24/7 MLB live stream with replays, news, highlights, and analysis, and on-demand highlights. And they've got a new MLB Big Inning live show. So they're, Apple's going all in with MLB as soon as MLB can, you know, start playing again.
All right, the hackers are being hacked, as it were. We'll find out how that works after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults.
All right, who's getting hacked here?
Well, Russia has another enemy, and it's called Anonymous. It's the infamous hacking group, which a lot of people in the past have attributed to being Russian. They might be, but they are definitely not pro-Putin. And so what they did was they hacked into all of the high-profile Russian TV broadcasts, and instead of it's, you know, Putin's propaganda programming, they actually started showing real war footage from Ukraine. And they with a message to the Russian people of, wake up, this is what's really happening, and your leader is lying to you. Now, unfortunately, 70% of Russians support the invasion of Ukraine because they've been blasted with all of this narrative about Nazism and saving Ukraine and all this other stuff. So it's bad.
Well, it'll get better. There's always a better tomorrow, Victoria. But today, it's 59 past the hour on the DJV.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.